This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Talk and text line always open for you here. Spencer on Sports with you till 6 tonight, about 25 minutes away from drive time, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. We'll preview that coming up here in just a bit. I have deemed today Wrestling Wednesday. Mark Ironside was on the gym class. We've got Eli McCown from the Des Moines Register joining us to talk a little Cy-Hawk wrestling here on a Wednesday afternoon. The duel Saturday night. Get your verbiage right, Spencer. The duel Saturday night at 6 on BTN Plus. We'll talk about things from both perspectives, since I know Eli covers both for the Register and a bevy of other sports. Eli, thanks for joining the show. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Spencer. It's a nasty, nasty day outside, and I've got Carver Hawkeye on Saturday, the Unidome on Thursday and Friday. All those are indoors as this weather gets worse, so I could not be happier this time of year.
Yeah, you know what? It's winter sports being played indoors is a genius idea, right?
Yeah, especially in the state of Iowa, where the wind rolls heavy, and I really have no complaints.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's going to be nice and warm in more ways than one. Going to be an exciting match, always is. Between Iowa and Iowa State. We'll get into the particulars here in just a bit, but I'm curious, you cover both, like I mentioned, Hawkeyes, Cyclones, you cover wrestling just in general. What have we learned about both these teams? Iowa's 3-0, dominant wins over their first three matches. Iowa State 1-1, had that loss to Stanford, but then bounced back with the win over Navy. What have we learned about the Hawkeyes and Cyclones here through the first couple dual meets of the year?
Yeah, I think Iowa's been, to start with the Hawkeyes, I mean, they've just been about everything we've expected this year. Last year, I think, obviously a little bit of a down year by Hawkeye standards, just given everything that had happened. But, I mean, this year, bouncing right back up when they don't have all those things happening. And this lineup, top to bottom, is loaded. 125 and 141 are a little bit more of a question mark with some new guys who are getting some run, and we haven't really seen them at a big stage like this yet, like they're going to get with Iowa State this weekend. But I mean, when you go down the lineup, you have guys like Drake Ayala, Kyle Parko, Corey Teamer, Michael Caliendo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this lineup's loaded. They're a clear number two in the country right now. They're trying to go after Penn State. We'll see if they can do it, but they're a clear number two. I think that's what we've kind of learned about the Hawkeyes so far, and they've been dominant. Their last weekend duel against Bellarmine was 49-0, nothing short of dominant, and they rolled in that one. So I'm clear number two in my mind. Iowa State, 1-1 on the season, but that first duel against Stanford, a really good Stanford team that I think Iowa got to find out over the weekend with some young wrestlers that weren't in the rankings the preseason, but when you look at guys like Aiden Valencia, who was unranked, and goes and does what he does. I mean, everyone knows about the Valencias in the wrestling world, so just a really talented team there that beats a shorthanded Iowa State team. But this is a team that Iowa State, the coaching staff and the roster is really confident in. Very deep with talent, a lot of young talent, led by younger Bastida, who's going to likely make his season debut this weekend. One of the best wrestlers in the country at heavyweight. They're deep. They're deep, but no doubt about it, Iowa's going to have a little bit of advantage this weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned the transfers, and that's been one of the headlines, I know, going into the year for Iowa, and this is their first taste of the Cy-Hawk rivalry, first taste of being on the mat in front of the home crowd in a charged-up rivalry duel like this. What have you heard from those guys? I know a few were available this week when it comes to media availability. What have you heard from those guys about this experience that they're looking forward to this weekend, and what's important in your mind for them, and from what you've heard from them, to prep for going into a dual meet like this?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I think one of the interesting things in the year that I wrote about, I kind of went around at media day and asked a few of the transfers and some of the veterans like Drake Ayala and Nelson Brand and some of the other guys, just about the culture in the room, because with given the new transfers and everything, there's a lot of new faces in this lineup. And Stephen Buchanan mentioned that when he came in, he kind of expected, his quote was, a hostile environment. He thought it was going to be, not in a bad way, but just it was going to be competitive. Like, he was going to have to fight and fight hard for his spot, and guys are going to be competitive. And But he kind of realized pretty quickly that this team was pretty close-knit, and he had a lot of support from the coaches and then the wrestlers around him. And I think that's kind of what Parco, Teamer, and Buchanan have found since they've been here. Teamer was quoted after the Bellarmine duel saying, "I wish I was here my entire career." The fan support and those kind of things. They were all talking after the Stanford duel. Parco and Teamer both said kind of just like they were blown away by it. And that was one of the lighter crowds I've seen since I've been here at Carver Hawkeye Arena for a wrestling duel. And it's going to be the opposite of that on Saturday evening. So it's going to be a raucous environment for those guys. And I think they're going to get a little bit of a taste. The heart's going to be pumping. And, you know, Kyle Parco and Stephen Buchanan and Ja'Cory Teamer, all three of those guys got really tough competition. Kyle Parco against Anthony Yetchimendia, All-American last year. Pinero Johnson missed all of last year, but a Big 12 champion, U23 world team guy. And Stephen Buchanan's going to get Christian Carroll, who was a blue chip number one, number two overall recruit, depending on where you looked. And has wins over Hawkeyes in his freestyle career against Tony Cassiope and others. So just, you know, they're going to have to come in ready. They're going to have to be ready for the environment because they've got some tough matchups. But so far, the three of them have been dominant, undefeated. Tech Falls, major decisions. So pretty much everything you could ask for from those guys so far.
Yeah, those guys are all former, obviously, D1 wrestlers, too. So they're used to wrestling on kind of the big stage, right? But Iowa State, the in-state thing, there's probably a mental aspect of it, too, right? Like, we've wrestled at Arizona State or whatever it might be, and now you're going into Iowa State. It's different here in Iowa. We know that. We've seen that. And that's, I think, something you have to prep for. But you still got to go out and do your thing and wrestle, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the things I quickly found out here, it's my second year here. I mean, it's different here in Iowa. You know, when you walk into Carver Hawkeye Arena and there's people drinking Busch Lights on a Sunday at 11:30 in the afternoon. I mean, there's a different level of energy around here. You don't get that in Tempe, Arizona, you know, for these guys, or in Norman, Oklahoma. So they're going to have to be ready. I mean, the hearts are going to be pumping, adrenaline's going to be racing, and they're going to have some really tough matchups because those guys from Iowa State with Yetchimendia, Pinero Johnson, and Christian Carroll are tough guys. They are very tough guys.
You mentioned health for Iowa State with Bastida and Johnson looking like they're going to make their debut here. I know Swiderski was lost for the year with a knee injury. What impact do those injuries have for Iowa State, in your opinion, both positive and negatively?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's good for Iowa State is they're deep, right? And I think the other thing, too, is that with the exception of the Casey Swiderski injury, that these were minor injuries. And then you kind of, hopefully, I think if you're Kevin Dresser, you're kind of thinking, hopefully we got over the injury bug early. Because they had a lot of guys that were working their way down in weight. They had some lineup decisions to make and also, just trying to get some things down. And Pinero got hurt late this summer, early this fall, and couldn't make the U-20, go out to the U-23 Worlds, and he's still working his way back from that. But wrestled the Grandview Open a few matches. He's going to be good to go. Younger Bastida, he got a knee injury before the season started, but he's going to be good to go for Kevin Dresser. So I think one of the things that's good for them is they're deep, right? They're going to lose Casey Swiderski at 141, but when you have Zach Redding, who's been a blood round guy 2 years ago at 133 pounds, you have Jacob Frost, who's the twin brother of Evan Frost, who's ranked number 5 in the country. And when you talk about Evan and Jacob Frost, the key thing you're going to hear from Iowa State is that they can't tell them apart, either in skill or in the way they look. They're identical in a lot of ways. So he's going to be, you know, Jacob and Zach are going to be quality replacements for Casey Swiderski. Swiderski was obviously a big leader in that room, but they're going to have capable wrestlers at that spot. So I think the one thing that's going to be good for them is that they seemingly, when you look down this lineup, I think you're getting a lot closer to what this lineup's going to look like come March. But I think that's the good thing for them is that they're close, but it is a little bit, you know, when you haven't gotten that rolling at matches yet for Younger, Pinero hasn't been on that stage yet, MJ Gaitan hasn't been on that stage yet, it is going to be Tyson Terracina's another, so there's a few, you know, getting a little closer, but you would have liked to have seen a little bit of them get a debut then to get things rolling and kind of knock the rust off. But they're going to have to do so quick at Carver.
Eli McCown for the Des Moines Register joining us here for a few more minutes on 1600 ESPN here for a little Wrestling Wednesday talk. Cy-Hawk Wrestling Saturday night at 6 on BTN+. Well, you look at the numbers. I don't need to be even a novice to tell you that Iowa's dominated this, 19 straight wins in the series. So it's cliche, but it's the truth. Iowa State's going into this one as the underdog going into Carver Hawkeye Arena. What's the mindset from the Cyclones going into this match, this duel on Saturday? Obviously, taking that underdog mentality and hoping to maybe finally get one in the series, right, Eli?
Yeah, no, I mean that is the exact mentality that they all kind of describe. Christian Carroll is, if you haven't listened to him talk yet, he's a heck of an interview, especially for a redshirt freshman. He's really intense, team first guy, and one of the things he said was like, "Look, we're the underdog." He's like, "We're not mincing words." He's going to be that in his match against Stephen Buchanan. But the way he kind of put it, and the way they're all kind of putting it, is you've got nothing to lose. You know, you've lost 19 straight. You got to go out and let it fly in these matches, especially when, you know, again, I mean, for Iowa State, there's not a lot of matches they're going to be really favored in this one. There's a few towards the lighter weights where they're going to have a good shot, and there's a few where they're going to be close, but they've got nothing to lose. You got to go in, wrestle loose, be open. Christian Carroll had a funny quote just saying, like, "I think I'm supposed to get majored in this duel, but like, I'm the young guy, the up and comer. I'm not supposed to be Stephen Buchanan, but why not? Why shouldn't?" That's kind of a good position to be in. Like, I've got nothing to lose. I got nothing to be afraid of. So they're going to go let it fly this weekend.
I had a question for you. Obviously, Aiden Riggins is making his trip back to Iowa City now after transferring out of the program. I'm interested in what the coaching staff at Iowa State has maybe said about him, if anything, in preparation for this. And then also, at 174 for Iowa, there's an or right there. I think Nelson Brands is going to go, but I'm curious if you think PK gets any shot there.
Yeah, 74 should be an interesting match, because last year, Iowa and Iowa State both had other guys listed, I believe, from their probables, and then they flipped it on their head. I think Gabe Arnold was their guy at 74, and then it ended up being Patrick Kennedy making his debut at 74. So we'll see between Nelson and Patrick. I mean, Patrick got to start last year, wrestled and beat MJ Gaetan 14-13. So we'll see between those two where that goes. They're both listed there. MJ Gaetan's listed at 65, but Connor Uten for Iowa State's been really good. I wouldn't be entirely surprised. Just a gut feeling, nothing that Dresser said, because Dresser said that Gaetan was going to weigh in at 65, but like gut feeling, I wouldn't be that surprised if Gaetan maybe tried to wrestle at 74, just given the way the duel might go. But for Aiden Riggins, caught up with him, you know, in the preseason at Media Day, and just, you know, for him, I don't know that there's really too much about like, oh, you're wrestling Iowa, doing this kind of thing. But Iowa State, you know, those guys, they, you know, Cody Chittum was his roommate when they were both at Iowa at one time, and now he's over at Iowa State, and they're really happy to have him. He was a top 25, top 30 guy. He struggled a little bit to start the season, but they like what they have in him. They see him as a part of the future in this lineup, but they've got a lot of guys there that could be interesting for Iowa State for sure.
What weight classes, what matchups are you watching the most on Saturday night, Eli?
It's a great question, just because there are a lot. Drake Ayala, Evan Frost, I mean, those are two guys that expect to be on the podium. Should be really close, because Drake Ayala is a heck of a wrestler when he gets going for a full 7 minutes. And Evan Frost is all of 133 pounds, a big physical wrestler. So I'm really interested to watch that one. Anthony Echmendia and Kyle Parko, two contrasting styles. Echmendia's got the freestyle background, very offensive, very high pressure, not afraid to be really physical as well. And Kyle Parko, defensive. He's tactical. He's smart. He's just a really good defensive wrestler. He's going to be interesting to watch there. Piero Johnson and Ja'Cory Teamer is another top 10 matchup. I think Teamer is going to be the favorite in that one, just because Piero is going to be coming off injury. Like, how ready are you to go? You've been off for a full year from the college dual scene, so that's going to be interesting to see. Ben Keeter and Younger Bastida. I mean, you want to talk about two of the best athletes in wrestling. There's not many guys you can put over those two and the things that they can do from a wrestling standpoint, particularly at the heavyweight class. So that one, just from a pure entertainment value, we'll have to see. You know, hopefully, you know, from a fan perspective, Younger Bastida is 100% ready to go. I know they're being extra cautious with him, so I think they feel confident that he's going to be okay. But I think from a fan standpoint, you want to see them both let it fly, because that could be a really, really fun matchup from a fan perspective, no matter what side you're on.
All right, Eli, appreciate the time. Thanks for chatting with us here today. We'll have you on again a couple more times throughout the season, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Eli McCown from the Des Moines Register joining us here on 1600 ESPN, talking a little Cy-Hawk wrestling here on a Wednesday afternoon. Duel Saturday night at 6 on BTN Plus. Saturday night at 6. I mean, people are lucky the Iowa football game is at 11. I know Iowa State plays at 6:30 Saturday night. So get the dual screens ready, Cyclone fans, for what should be another chapter in this rivalry.
I know there's a couple watch parties going on too, so you could probably find a place that's streaming it. Or I know that I think it being on streaming is going to make the crowd even more just crazy, because everyone's going to want to be there in person because they don't want to deal with the hassle of streaming. Yeah. And there's a pay-per-view option. I think they announced that you can buy just this duel, just to watch this single duel. Okay. For Big Ten Plus.
So. All right. Yeah, I use BTN Plus, Big Ten Plus on the regular throughout the year. But I can imagine, you know, if you're not a Big Ten fan, you're just an Iowa State fan. Like, why do you want to shell out money for a whole subscription just to watch one thing? So should be a good one. 19 straight wins. That's a long streak. We'll see if Iowa State can knock off the Hawkeyes and do it on enemy territory here. Would be, you start up the Just Like Football chant if that's the case. Do you do that? No, I'm poking the bear. I don't want to do that anymore here on the show. Thanks to Eli Reed, his work at the Register's website. Had a couple different articles already. I'm sure he's got more in the works. He covers it all. You heard him mention he's going to the Uni Dome for high school football. He's got wrestling. He's got a lot of different things. So if you're following sports here in the state of Iowa, he's your man over at the Des Moines Register. 319-366-1600. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, and wrap up the 4 o'clock hour, get you set for drive time next here on 1600.